News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I know that some of y'all are already getting your car keys in your hands, and you are set to head for the house. And maybe you're thinking, what am I doing for dinner? Listen, I love Just Love Coffee Cafe. Was there just a couple days ago and had lunch with my wife and my daughter and her boyfriend, and just, you know, enjoyed the food. And the one that I had this time was Charlene had the grilled chicken wrap. No, I take it back. Caitlin had the grilled chicken wrap. I had the Jive Turkey Wrap. Here it is on the menu. The Jive Turkey Wrap, a flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, creamy pepper jelly spread, served with chips and a pickle spear. Man, that's just good doings right there. And their classic club, oh yeah. The classic, hang on, Copper, it gets better. The classic club sandwich, roast beef, turkey, bacon, pepper jack cheese, provolone, lettuce, tomato on a toasted sourdough bread. They toast it in a waffle iron, by the way, served with chips and pickle spear and a side of sun-dried jalapeno mayo. Folks, listen. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got great coffees, great brews. They got all the great blends. They can do the macchiatos, the lattes, all of them. But they also have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that'll blow your mind. So check them out. They got two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and then again at South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Maybe you want to order online and pick it up when you get there. But South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, listen, we are heading into the final segments of the show here. I finished up my triple dipper for the day. So the triple dipper was, yes, indeed, witness intimidation is everywhere. And I talked about the fact that there's this movement afoot to try and suppress thought, to modify behavior, to tell you are something that you're not. And it's in the media, it's in progressive rioting, it's in the narratives that we see on social media, all of it. The next one I went down was the Rittenhouse trial. Had great help from former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne, who called in. We talked through the Rittenhouse trial, how it's gone, but then I also talked about things that have surrounded that trial and some of the things that it means to the community at large. And then the last thing I've been talking about is the rise of China. So, those things being done, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Give me your thoughts. But hey, let me just surf some things that are in... Excuse me, they're in the news right now. Like, for instance, report just out that allegedly, where did I get this one? This comes off of hotair.com. Report just out right now that Biden is planning to order a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Olympics. Now, when I first saw that, I thought, well, if this is true, that's interesting. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, what's a diplomatic boycott? No, he's not talking about telling the athletes to stay home. He's saying he won't send any of his State Department officials. No American dignitaries will be there. I guess that's a big deal. Doesn't seem like a big deal to me. Doesn't do a thing to China. All it means is they don't have to entertain a bunch of suits from D.C. Okay, I guess maybe that sends a signal, but not really. What else have I got here? Just surfing the news. Story on AL.com. A piece written by my friend Cameron Smith. He was on the show just the other day. Cameron's talking about U.S. Representative Gary Palmer, one of the most conservative members of our U.S. delegation from Alabama. And Congressman Palmer is being like maligned by liberals who are saying, how dare he support the fact that the Birmingham Northern Belt Line is being paid for in the infrastructure bill, but yet he voted against the infrastructure bill. Well, Cameron Smith makes a great point. The great point here is you don't have to like everything in the bill, and you don't have to dislike everything in the bill. If they had run one single bill that was just called the Birmingham Northern Beltline Legislation Bill, I'm sure Gary Palmer would have voted for it. But the fact is, he took steps to make sure a bad bill was better on occasion, and then still voted it down. I've done that myself. You work to do what you can, just in case it's going to pass, to make a bad bill better, and you still have the option of voting against it because in its totality, it's wrong. Does this one piece of it help his district? Certainly. And there's no shame in that. That's a piece written by Cameron Smith. You might want to check it out on AL.com. I got a caller. This is going to be interesting. Rich from Huntsville, line one. Hey, Rich, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind today, man?
Hey, Phil. You know, we were talking about racism yesterday.
Yeah.
Rittenhouse is the is the poster child of white privilege and what and how racism can benefit white people, even if they're not "quote unquote" a part of the system. You know.
All right, tell me why you say that. Why is he the poster child for white privilege, Rich? I mean, you got to qualify that.
Yeah, because he was not only allowed to carry that AR-15 illegally. I believe he was 17 underage. He wasn't even supposed to possess that weapon.
No, so that's not true. The judge even threw that out because it was not the law. The law, there was no violation of the law. The judge has already dismissed the claim of improper carrying of a weapon. That's already been dismissed, and the prosecution even admitted it.
Well, let's strike that, Phil. But let's
okay.
We'll just deal with the common sense of it all. If a black man right now walks downtown Huntsville with an AR-15. What do you think the results would be? You know, let's say he's carrying legally and everything.
They had a guy today. They had a guy today in Kenosha, a white guy, who came walking up to the steps of the courthouse carrying an AR-15, and the sheriff stepped in front of him and asked him what he was doing and told him to go put it back in his car, and he did. And so I'm just saying, I mean, I think
yeah, that's what,
I don't care who you are.
You're proving my point. That was a white man. The white man will get the benefit of the doubt. The black man, they'll shoot him first, and then they'll go over all their fears and anxieties of why they had to shoot the black man. Well, if the black man didn't kill me, he would have killed somebody else. He would have did this.
Well,
he would have did.
Let
that.
Me ask you this then, Rich. I don't agree, but Rich, let me ask you this: what about that group? And I can't remember what they called themselves. They're an activist group. And they were like, basically, they called themselves like a black army. I've forgotten what their name was. And they were armed, and they wore uniforms. They were like a militia, and they would literally go marching through the streets just last year during all the riots. And yet, none of them got arrested. Why was that? They were all black. Why was that?
Because of the Ahmaud Arbery case, because it was such a polarizing case. Once you have publicity, you know, the public eye on you, then yeah, maybe white folks will be more inclined to live by the laws that they create.
But they didn't just do it. They didn't just do it in Georgia where the Ahmaud Arbery case is going on, which, by the way, I'm betting those guys are going to get convicted. But nonetheless, they did it all over the place, and you know they're walking around. They were toting AR-15s, AK-47s, shotguns, and they were acting extremely militant, and they were marching in step. They were acting like an army, and nobody broke them down, shot them in the streets. Nobody arrested them. They were allowed to do their thing.
Right, and like I was saying before, it's because of the public eye. If that was just to happen on a whim, if I get 20 of my friends right now. And we go downtown with pistols. It's not going to be nothing peaceful about that. They're not going to allow that to happen. And I know you said that you think that the Dukes of Hazzard that they're going to get convicted. But I mean, do you believe they should be convicted?
I don't know because I've not followed that case as heavily. But from what I've understood of it, it looks like it was a pretty egregious crime. And all I can say is the little bit that I've seen on it. It sounds like it's going to be a verdict, what they call a prosecution verdict. But listen, I think, Rich, I think your point is basically just, I think you're off, man. You're battling your own point. I mean, as I'm pointing out to you, black men have every legal right to carry a weapon. It's how you carry the weapon that makes a difference. And if you're gonna carry all your, like you said, if 20 of you and your friends arm yourselves with pistols and go around downtown menacing people with them, then you deserve what happens. If you're open carrying or you have a concealed carry permit and you're peaceful and you're not making a ruckus, then you're as law-abiding as anybody else and the law protects you. It's a difference. We don't have stop and frisk in Alabama, but if there's probable cause and you are menacing somebody with a weapon, you're in trouble. I don't care what your skin color is. And that's just the law. I know you want to believe that black people get shot out of hand, and I disagree with that. I know a lot of people in law enforcement, black and white, and that's not the way it is. Rich, thanks for the call, man. As always, appreciate you trying, but I think you missed on that one, man. All right, folks, listen, phones are open. You want to call in, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. 404-994-9866. I had one more thing here I was going to jump onto before I went to the break. What was that? Oh, where did it go? Oh, yeah. This is interesting. I'm looking at it. Oh, shoot. I just scrolled away from it. Now I got to go back to it. Oh, yeah. So the House, by the way, I mentioned earlier in the show on the breaking news about the OSHA mandates, on the vaccine mandates, that the Senate was moving today to try and overturn through procedural matters, which they are pretty close to having the numbers to do it, to overturn Biden's executive order for the mandates. The House has done the same thing. The House has done the same thing, and I want to say it was 100 and, well, basically all of the House Republicans have gotten together to bring that motion. So right now the House and the Senate both have procedural attempts ongoing today to deal with the Biden mandates and to get them overturned. Other interesting piece here, a story that I've not really been following, but just this afternoon, House of Republicans censured Representative Paul Gosar, apparently, and they're stripping him of his committee assignments. Well, that's painful when you're in office, but they're stripping him of his committee assignments because allegedly he put something up on social media. I say allegedly, he put something up on social media, some type of an animated cartoon of him killing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know the details of this. It was stupid if that's what he did, and it should not be excused. But breaking news here in the last few minutes is the House has voted largely on party lines to censure and to strip him of his committee assignments because he had some type of a cartoon image of an anime kind of cartoon image of an attack on Ocasio-Cortez. You know, I look at that and think, first of all, it was stupid. And is it worthy of censure? Censure is a formal reprimand. Stripping of his committee assignments? I don't know. I do take note, though, the interesting piece is the only two Republicans who voted with the Democrats for the censure were, once again, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Okay. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger voted with the Democrats to censure the Republican. Although, you know, any number of times you'll see things said or done by the more liberal members of the Democrat Party, and nobody says boo about it. All right, Copper, take us to our last break. We'll come back from this, folks, wrap up the day. You want to call in? I'll have time for one or two more. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, got to tell you real quick, too, about my friends at National Christian Foundation. This is what Charlene and I do. It streamlines our giving. Basically, you may have more than one charity that you support monthly or whenever, like we do our church and several others. And all it does is it streamlines your ability to do that because having to write multiple checks can get kind of a pain sometimes. But then at the same time, at the end of the year, you get multiple documents back for your taxes. Well, National Christian Foundation, they manage your money like a portfolio. So every month we give into National Christian Foundation, but we get an immediate tax deduction right then because they are a 501c3. Meantime, they manage the money, they grow it, and then whenever we're ready, we tell them, give the money here, 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 and here. At the end of the year, we get one document from NCF for our taxes. Very cool. Runs with godly principles. Great people run this office right now. You need to call the Bradfords. They are squared away people. They will help you through all the processes. They even have attorneys on staff who can help guide you for your charitable contributions to be maximizing for your taxes. All said and done, National Christian Foundation. Look at them at ncfgiving.com/Alabama. That's ncfgiving.com/Alabama. Hey, I got a caller online too. Let me jump over to Mark from Madison. Held on during the break. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, Phil, how's it going? We're on the right side.
Outstanding. Thank you for that. What's up, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, so listen real quick about the Kyle Rittenhouse thing.
Yeah.
I do believe that the jury will find him innocent. However, you know, and you've said this as well, the guy's an idiot for putting himself in that situation. I don't know if there's a lesser charge that they can pin on him to teach him a lesson or something, and I'm not sure. So I have that to say. But one thing about the last caller, I wanted to piggyback on some stuff he was saying.
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with him either. I think he's perhaps a little not putting all the facts out there right, but I do believe there is a point there. I mean, this country is as polarized on race, or at least was as polarized on race, as it is in politics today. And although there's been great strides towards that, I've never been a racist. I don't believe you've been a racist. But there's a mindset with people that blacks don't always get the fair shake. And I'm just going to say that because it's what I've seen in my life. And I know people are trying to make that change. But things like that don't happen in half a generation or one generation. It takes a lot of time. And I think to his point, even though Rittenhouse should be found innocent, in my opinion, I don't know that blacks historically are getting all the fair shakes as a white guy. Even though the goal is to give them that fair shake, I don't know that it always happens. And based on that, I think there's a little animosity out there, and it strives the other side to think one way even more so than it is.
Okay. Hey, fair enough, Mark. Appreciate that. We're about out of time, so I'll just tell you I appreciate the call and, you know, comments on that. I will say certainly. Have there been injustices? Yeah, man, there have, and I know it. And I do know it for a fact. And then I also know, too, that it's in my lifetime that the civil rights movement got the reversal of the Jim Crow laws, and we have things like, you know, Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat in the bus right here in Montgomery in Alabama. But I will say this. In the first 75 years of this country's existence, we abolished slavery. The first 75 years of our existence, we abolished slavery, and we have done more than any other nation in the history of the earth to rectify those wrongs. And we are a country that has laws in place, actual laws that can be enforced, that deal with things like discrimination and racism and violence against someone, or for that matter, job inequities against someone simply because of their race. Don't ever take the argument with me that we are systemically racist. We're not. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at 2. Take care. Have a great night.